Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're looking at, well, something fundamental, curiosity. Our source is a story called The Compass of Curiosity. It features a young boy named Max.
That's right. And Max is, you know, he's just bursting with questions. He finds this magical compass.
But it doesn't point north?
No, it points to where you need to know, which is quite a concept.
It really is. And our mission here for you is to explore how Max's journey, his constant asking, really shows how questions unlock understanding. Okay, so Max, even before the compass, he was always asking why.
Oh, yeah. Things like, why do giraffes have blue tongues?
Right. Or why don't pizzas grow on trees?
Yeah.
And my personal favorite, do ants have birthdays?
It sounds like just kid stuff, maybe, but it's actually the root of learning, isn't it? That drive to figure things out.
Absolutely. It's how we engage. Then, boom, the compass appears. A great symbol.
Yeah. Pointing toward knowledge.
And when he touches it, he gets pulled into this swirling tunnel of maps, facts, and sparkly question marks. It really paints a picture of discovery.
It does. It sort of captures that feeling, you know. You follow a question, dive into information. Maybe it feels like a tunnel sometimes.
A bit overwhelming, maybe.
Yeah, but it leads somewhere new. So first stop, Egypt. The pyramids.
And Max thinks, okay, this must be like super advanced technology involved here.
Uh-huh. That's the natural assumption sometimes. Mm. But he finds out from Cleo, the camel.
A talking camel. Gotta love it.
Huh, yeah. He finds out it was teamwork. Just sheer human collaboration and ingenuity.
Not futuristic gadgets. It shows what ancient civilizations could do working together.
Exactly. Pretty incredible.
Okay, next up, he lands in the Amazon rainforest. Lots of amazing creatures.
Mm-hmm. But the big thing he learns there is about the planet itself.
The Earth's lungs, right?
Precisely. How the rainforest produces oxygen. It really drives home that interconnectedness of nature, you know, how vital these ecosystems are.
Yeah, definitely. Then it's off to somewhere completely different, Antarctica.
Right. And he meets Penny the penguin professor.
And learns something that challenges what he thought he knew.
Yes, Penny corrects him. Penguins and polar bears, they don't actually live together.
Ah, the classic misconception.
It really highlights something important, though.
Mm.
You can't just believe everything you see,
okay,
like on TV or in cartoons.
Good point. Need to check the facts sometimes.
Definitely. Verify the information.
And through all this, the more Max asks, the brighter the compass shines. Then he gets back, and the compass has this message for him.
A really clear one. The world is full of answers. Keep asking.
Simple.
Powerful. It reinforces that curiosity isn't just a kid thing. It's continuous. It keeps driving discovery. And the story spells it out. He learned about geography, culture, science.
All from asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
And just when you think maybe he's got his fill of answers for the day, nope. He comes up with another one.
Huh. What is it?
Can I visit the moon with a slingshot?
Perfect. It just shows, right? One answer leads to more questions. It's a cycle.
The learning never really stops.
And the story makes it clear. Asking questions is that first step, you know, if you want to be an explorer, or a scientist, anything really.
So wrapping up this deep dive, inspired by Max and his compass, the main idea for you is pretty clear.
Yeah, your own curiosity. It's like that compass. It's powerful. It can guide you to some amazing places, deeper understanding.
So maybe think about this. What's the one thing you're most curious about right now?
Right, and following that. What's maybe one small step, just one thing you could do today to start finding an answer?